You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, a broken eight, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad haters, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. Oh, the fans are just absolutely loving the Pharrell on the bench retro pods, baby. Everybody's talking about it. I get tons of response. People are like, Pharrell, we love the old school show, son. Going way back, retro style, 25 years, 20, 15, 10, 5 years, whatever it is. Great interviews, great athletes, legends, Hall of Famers. You get it all. This is part two of a June 98 show. I was living in La 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 Lipstick City. And guess what was going on? You had the Bulls and Jazz in the NBA Finals, and Game 1 was in Salt Lake Shakers. Plus, we'll talk a little hockey on this one, too. Check it out, FOTB June 98, Part 2. Check out. Ooh.
Hey, Pharrell with you. 800-BENCH-29. They're coming in from San Francisco on the ticket. 1050. Big Al is in.
Hey, Pharrell, you know what the score is right now?
It's
79.
Oh, you love them. Hey, how about Dallas winning? So what? They got to go back to the Joe.
Yeah, I bet you Bowman gave Holland the finger for trading Vernon. Man, that's one of those Ron Hextall type goals, buddy.
Well, all I have to say is that I still believe in Detroit. I mean, I have never once, I kid you not, once thought favorably at all, ever, that the Dallas Stars would beat them. I never even thought they'd beat them. I mean, literally in the series, I don't think about games. I knew Dallas would get a couple games, but I know Detroit's going to win this series. They're not going to lose two games to them. They're not going to lose three in a row either.
Yeah, they probably drained the tank winning this one.
Dallas just doesn't realize that. Detroit doesn't lose three in a row to anybody. They got to figure that out. They're going to win one of the games. You know what Dallas is doing right now is wasting time.
pulling off the inevitable, huh?
They're going to win tonight. They did win tonight, and everybody's happy, but they're going to lose the series.
Hey,
and if Dallas wins that series, I'll be absolutely floored, and I'll drink a bottle of tequila.
You eating them seeds still?
Yeah, I eat them, but not today. I got my freaking mouth drilled.
I got to have like 10 pounds of salt.
Oh, my God.
I can't live without my salt.
Dude, I suck salt down on my fingers.
You know, and it's so chapped, you know, you're like bleeding from the lips.
I love cut lips.
Hey, go Red Wings.
All right, let's get Brett. Now, tell me, Brett, what does your lip feel like now after, what, 10 years of dipping? I know that you have no lip.
I don't have a lip.
Thank you very much. Brett Abbott, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell he digs the show. He loves it. Oh, my God. Detroit. Now, how about Max? Is this guy just sick in the head? Look what the score you put for the hockey game. Not only did he put the wrong score, but he put the wrong team won, and he also had the game 4-2. It was overtime. What, they scored 2 in overtime? Max, you are just stoned. Who did it? Did they mess with you? Rumors that Jim Leland's going out of Florida. He's going to quit the job. I can't even believe it. There's no way. Here's from last week's magazine, the ESPN magazine. It's better than the network, which I just do not watch anymore, nor do I watch myself on MTV. What do you want me to do? Brad Hirsch at Dodgers Stadium. The Dodgers have taken the lead.
Yeah, the Dodgers got the lead in the bottom of the third, Scott. It's now 2-1 Los Angeles. They scored with Vizcaino on third and Sheffield on second. Karras was able to ground out to first, which allowed Vizcaino to score. That made it 2-1. We're headed into the bottom of the fourth, and that's where we are.
Who's pitching at this point?
But we still got, for the Dodgers, they got the ace out there tonight in Ramon Martinez. And for St. Louis, they got the veteran Mark Petkovic. And so, he's 3-1 with 4.19 ERA. He has had just a strange game. He has bounced one into home plate. He tripped trying to run to first. It's been an adventurous game for him.
Brad Hirsch out of Dodger Stadium, good job. And I'll tell you what, Petkovic pitched against Hamilton last week in a great game down at Qualcomm. We'll keep our eyes on this one. It should stay low scoring. And we'll talk to him all night, as well as Scotty Ostrowski at Qualcomm. The Stros have taken the lead on the Padres. Let's find out what's happening.
Hey, Scotty. Yeah, right after we got off the phone last time, top of the fourth, Tony Eusebio got a fielder's choice RBI and tied it up at 1-1. And then Ricky Gutierrez got a 2-RBI single, made it 3-1. And that's where we stand right now in the top of the fifth.
So the Padres had that lead, and then the Stros have struck. And now we get into the later stages of the game. Do you sense some changes coming your way in terms of pitching? What are the managers going to have to do in this ballgame?
They just came out and had a little visit with Joey Hamblin, trying to settle him down, because came out of the gate pitching real sharp, and then all of a sudden he gave up 4 hits, and they jumped all over him.
All right, Scotty, good job from Qualcomm. 3-1 Stros. Get in on it. You're going to want to do it, because like now, it's like this. You call, you get on, there's no waiting. Waiting sucks. Check out a little old Concrete Blonde on your face. With STP on the bench. Good evening, everybody. 800-BENCH-29. The mayor is in New York. He's gigging with Pharrell. What's happening, Mayor? Hey, Mayor.
Yo, Pharrell.
What's shaking?
What the hell are the Mets doing, losing 3 in a row to Pittsburgh? What's going on?
Dude,
Chris Peters and this other guy today. Who are these people?
You know what, bro? I told you. The worst thing that could happen to you in the world is having to go into Pittsburgh to hook up with Pharrell's Buccos. Because it strapped on your nine game and sent that out the window too, bitch.
Well, but they suck. They got nothing doing over there. What's going on?
They're catching up to your ass. They got their one game under 500. What are you guys, like, five over?
No, we're nine over. And with the Chris Peters, he's 0-5 in lifetime against the Mets.
Well, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't have given Kevin Young a bases-clearing jack over to plate up and high, and he hit a triple to drive him in.
Nah, I don't like that. Yo,
I'm sure you don't like it, Mayor, but you lost again tonight 3-0. What do you have to say about that one?
Reed pitched 6 innings, 2 hits. What's going on? They can't score any runs anymore. 7 games, 100 hits. Now these 3 games, nothing doing.
Hey, bro, now I'm coming out there for Letterman on the 30th. Yep. I'm going to be out there that whole week, like through July 4th. It's going to be absolutely raging. I mean, there's nothing better than July 4th in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And my question to you is this. When does that, and I might be tripping or whatever, but I'm going to try to look it up myself. When is the Yankee and Met Interleague? It's the week I'm there, right?
It's June 24th to June 26th.
June 24th to 26th. That sucks. I'm there the 29th.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that, man.
Those games rock in New York. There's nothing
like... Well, then I'm going to have to freaking come early.
You better be there. No, Mets against Yanks. They're going to meet in the World Series, too. You
I know. Wouldn't that be tripped out if they did? I think it'd be great for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's the schedule for... well, I know what the Mets schedule is. I just saw it in terms of the Mets and what they're doing. But, I mean, my question is, do you know what they're going to be, like, doing right after that? Like, around the 29th and, you know, 30th and then the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th? Do you know what's going on around the 4th?
Yeah, they got the Orioles and Toronto.
So, are they home for those?
They're home for Baltimore and on the road for Toronto.
Okay, so they're on the road. They're home for Baltimore. And when is that series?
I don't got a calendar in front of me, but I don't know.
Is that, like, around the July 4th?
Yeah, it's around July 4th, yeah.
So when I'm in there on the 29th, I'll see at least one series.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Yankees?
I don't know. I don't care about those damn Yankees. I don't care.
Don't get soft on me, Mayor, and turn into one of those. Max total 9, and then he ate free angel hair pasta with sun-dried tomatoes for dinner and still called me a... I'm going to have to kick him in the teeth. Last night he broke up a big fat thumb and then went about his business. What kind of friend would do that? Go any other way with a spleef? I just don't understand why Max would do that. He splits up a spleef and he says, later, bro, I gotta go be with my girl. I don't want to hang out with you, dude. See you later. Here, can I use some of your scope and cologne? Anderson, keep him away from me. I'm just going to change my mind about Max. Some nights I just want to kill him. Dodgers 2-1 on St. Louis, and Houston 3-1 on San Diego. Anaheim up 1-0 on Seattle in the top of the fifth, and Texas leads the A's 6-4, and it's Utah in overtime leading the Bulls. Game 1, 84-82. What a game 1 this is. Hey, what's up? Pharrell with you. From L.A., it's via Times Square, however. Hey, do you think they'll ever finish this game? Now, the Jazz and the Bulls have played a terrific game, one of the NBA Finals. And the Jazz lead by 2. That's all I can tell you. No one in the other room knows what's happened in the game at all. Okay, Max is giving me more information. They're up 2 with 28 seconds left in overtime. Well, hey, does anybody know what's happened in the game at all? Glad I couldn't provide that information for you because I'm doing the show. Jordan has like something, and then Pippen's doing something, and then somebody else is doing something. And then the Bulls are playing. Malone 21-14 with 2 assists, and that's because Max can read. He saw the TV screen. But I'd be really weary right now of a 2-point lead if I were you and Michael Jordan is involved in a basketball game. I hate to tell you that, but if Jordan is down 2, look for something big to happen. I hope the Jazz win a game. I can tell you this much. The team that wins game 1 wins the series. So whoever wins this game is your NBA champion, and I can guarantee it. And if the Jazz lose, they'll still win the series. Pharrell with a sneaky little... Time for voices on the bench. Brett's just livid. He's like, oh, I was just about to watch the end of the game, dude. Okay, they're up four. The Jazz hit a bucket. That's it. Right? It may have been a three even. I don't get any information because my guys smoke a lot.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Dallas beat Detroit tonight. They'll play game six at the Joe on Friday night. Tomorrow night, it's Hasek. He's got his back to the wall again. He did it the other night, 2-1. Is he going to do it again? But he's such a wise ass. Listen to him.
Every save is very important, you know. It doesn't matter if it's spectacular save or every save, you know. Most important, you know, I gave up only one goal, and Washington goalie gave up two goals.
What a... Thanks for informing us of that. You know what that is? That's the most stupid remark I've ever heard. You know why he's doing that? Because he hates media people. So he answers questions in total prick fashion. And you heard it here. That is just, I don't need to hear that. You know what I mean? I played that tonight, and Brett did too, because we can't stand dudes that talk like that. I care less if the dude's from frickin' Gary, Indiana, or El Paso, or frickin' L.A. I don't care. He's from wherever. He just sounded like a... Jason Woolley had the winner in the overtime game the other night.
Things kind of opened up, and I said to myself, Jesus, this is a heck of an opportunity to try and get a scoring chance. And I just tried to release it as fast as I could, and kind of dove and shot at the same time because I didn't want to get hooked, and I didn't want to, you know, have my stick lifted.
Didn't he score with like 3 minutes, 4 minutes left in the game? It wasn't overtime. It's just a 2-1 win. Here's Olli Kolzig, Olli the goalie. Now, he just basically says that Hasek was just awesome. Let's see if he sounds better than Hasek did.
He was unbelievable tonight. He dominated. There, like I said, there were a couple times where, we should have got the puck upstairs, but we didn't for whatever reason. And, that's hockey. We're going to go out. And, I mean, we have no reason to be down after this hockey game. None whatsoever. There wasn't a hung head here in this dressing room after the game.
Now, Ron Wilson basically on the same type of events.
He made the difference in the game. He won the game. You know, and we had Olli win the game for us the other night. Tonight, Dominic basically won the game for them.
Bob Hartley is the new coach of the Colorado Avalanche, and he was in Hershey where he won an AHL title.
This is a very special day in my life and in my coaching career. I am thrilled and excited, yes, but also confident and convinced I will be able to fulfill my duties very well.
I feel that clearly he's the second coming of Lou Gehrig.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
This is a very special day.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Hey, David Wells.
This is a very special day.
He's 8-1 now. He's won his eighth straight game. We're doing that as a joke. Hopefully you don't think that we're screwing up. We like to just torture you. David Wells now 8-1, and I went out drinking with him last Saturday in New York. I'm going to say that for like 8 months. But he is huge and fat. I love his big girth.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
You spot your ball pretty good, and you get your curveball over. It can make things a lot easier. You know, keep these guys off stride. So it's just a matter of getting in that groove and finding it. And once you do, try to stay with it and as long as you can.
And then Derek Jeter had a big home run last night. And then tonight, El Duque strikes out seven of the Yankees. They win again 7-1. They beat Tampa. And then let's see what Jeter said last night about that big homer. Those are his chick fans that just wanted to screw him. Okay, Lou Piniella pissed off about his bullpen, but he's not going to listen to media people anymore telling him about it, or anybody else for that matter.
I'm not getting myself upset anymore. I'm really not. I'm not getting myself upset anymore because I'm the one that suffered. Doesn't do any good anymore.
I've heard enough. Bulls hit three. They're down one, and now down two after Stockton hits the front end of the 1-1. They're in overtime at the Delta. The winner of this game, I believe, wins the NBA title. I still think the Jazz will win the series, but I'm not sure I like Mormons. Do I like them or dislike them? What do you think? All right, Fred Clair, you got any of that? All right. I mean, the Jazz just won the game in overtime. And Pippen's throwing his gum. He's pissed off. He's complaining about the refs. Jordan's not saying anything. He's walking off the court. The Jazz have beaten the Bulls by three, and the Jazz are going to win the NBA. Here's Scottie Pippen. Scottie, I'm glad I could get you on the show right after the game, and I know Scottie Pippen with us. Scottie, the game tonight. Did you feel as though the Bulls? Did you get screwed? Scotty, how could you get it down to one and then, you know, you shoot the three to try to win it and then you miss? Do you feel like a... Why did you throw your gum, Scotty? It drives me crazy, man. Hey, dude, do you think that Phil is going to be coaching the Bulls next year? Do you think Jim Gray is gay? Karl Malone went 21-14-2. Scotty, do you feel as though Malone cheats? Scotty, are you going to win a sixth crown, or did you lose the NBA crown tonight? Game one winners usually win the series. Scotty, please. Dennis Rodman, did he have his thumb in his ass? Well, he said he had a bad thumb before the game. Scotty, anything you can tell us? Scottie Pippen, thanks for being on the show tonight. All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
I got to ask the yellow limo freak his thoughts, frankly, on El Duque tonight, the yellow limo freak.
He's the man.
Hey, he struck out seven, and they beat the Devil Rays senseless. Brocious had four RBI.
They better find room for this guy.
Hey, you got to explain something to me. I mean, there's not a person in New York that thought Scott Brocious would come in and do the kind of bat work he's frankly done. I mean, this guy's been hitting well over 300.
That's the way he hit in Oakland, they said, before he came the year before last.
Yeah, but last year he hit like hell.
Yeah, he was, you know, he had an off year.
How about last week? He had a rough week, but he still drove in four runs, but he's hitting well over 333 on the season with 29 runs scored, over 60 hits. With tonight, he's got like 18 doubles. He's got he doesn't hit long ball, but he's got 37, 38 RBIs. He rarely strikes out. I mean, why not talk about a guy like Brocious when he finally comes through for you tonight, and they never talk about him any other night?
He's the most improved player, without a doubt.
How about last night, the big extra inning win?
Well, Tim Raines in the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, he drove in. Didn't he drive in Jeter or something?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and what do you think about the Mets getting swept?
They can't beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh got their number.
Hey, the yellow limo freak, ladies and gentlemen. Now, he's in Manhattan. Now, Mark, tell him, did you know that I did book that place?
Oh, yeah.
You got to love that.
You're the man.
I booked it, man. Now you're certain I'm going to like it.
I'm staking my reputation upon it.
All right, so I'm digging it because it's in a really nice Upper East Side place, and you know what? It's near my wife's good friend's pad, right, which means that we can be assured of one thing, that when those two are together, they're having a good time and they're happy, and
that's
then
cool.
Therefore I win. But these are like, they're like little, it's like in a little park, and it's like a little bed and breakfast with a nice little den and a room and a little kitchenette, nice, lovely.
You're going to feel like you're living in the city.
And I'm like living right there in a little pad.
Your lodge.
So I can bring my own beer.
You're big in the game with the beer.
Do they allow me to make my own martinis in there?
Absolutely.
You're beautiful. Should I bring like a bunch of Veuve Clicquot, some of that Grand Prix racing champagne?
Hey, who's bigger than you?
Should I bring Pellegrino and make water acid droplets?
Oh, I'm in for that.
Hey, do they permit swag in the suites?
I believe they do.
All right. Hey, the yellow limo freak, ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful human being. Hey, by the way, Mark, thanks for setting me up.
Got a few clubs lined up for you. That's going to make a great party for you.
Oh, listen to this. Hey, Anderson, talk to El Duque, the yellow limo freak. Hey, Anderson, go to the Highway 5 and get me my lineup of nightclubs that we're going to expose and rectally in New York when I go back to do Letterman. I'll be on Letterman June 30th. I'm so fired up for that I daily touch myself. 800-BENCH-29. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit late, so let's get with it. Bench 2-9, call, get on. Brad Hirsch is at Dodger Stadium.
Hey, bud, now we are in the bottom of the fifth, and it's now 5-1. In fact, Eric Karras just hit a solo home run, his second of the year. That made it 5-1. They got the other two runs in the bottom of the fourth when Vizcaino was able to single with the bases loaded. Two runs came in, that made it 4-1. And then, like we said, Karras with the shot to left field, that made it 5-1, and that's where we're at.
Didn't Karras hit one last night to tie the game up?
No, Karras didn't hit one. In fact, he only has two for the year. He's really, as far as his power goes, struggling. But he does have an eight-game hit streak, so he's definitely seeing the ball a little better.
Well, that's the first homer since May 19th, and I've seen just now he hasn't shaved since May 19th.
Yeah, he doesn't look so good.
I mean, what is his problem? He looks like he's half dead.
He thinks it's the Stanley Cup playoff.
God bless him. Brad Hirsch at Dodger Stadium. You got to love him. Oh, his buddy got traded, so he hasn't shaved since? That's nonsense.
I was driving down the street last night, and I saw this billboard for the Dodgers. It had Piazza on one side, Nomo on the other, and I started cackling.
Did the bus wreck?
Of course.
We have footage. Dino's in St. Louis.
Bro.
Hey, bro.
Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Pour a cold one for my boys out of San Fran.
You gotta love them.
Hey, man, how fat is that station signal? I'm getting you off out of Georgia. I'm up here in St. Louis.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's going on. It fades out a little bit. I'm going to get one of these super-duper AM antennas.
Dude, if that comes through, you need to start, like, quit your job, make some stickers, and tell everybody.
Exactly.
I'll send you money. Here, here's $1,000 to start you off.
I love it. Hey, man, unless the Detroit Red Wings die in a freaking plane crash, the Blues are never going to make it, it seems like.
I agree with you, considering they've been golfing for a week.
Oh, man, it's terrible. I thought they were going to do so much better.
Hey, you know that just because they won tonight doesn't mean that, and he's talking about Dallas. Dallas wins tonight in overtime, and Langenbrunner had the winner, and then now they go to the Joe, and there's two games left either way, and I don't even care if they go to Dallas for game seven. I still think, if it goes there, I still think Detroit will win.
Oh, definitely. There's no way they're not going to win.
They can't lose three in a row. Now, your Cardinals have been intriguing, and I know one of the biggest Cardinal fans in the world, this dude in Chicago, rotting. He despises the Cubs. He loves the Cardinals. But that's pretty cool because of the rivalry between the two at Wrigley Field. It's always pretty big. And then, with McGuire hitting the balls out on the Waveland at batting practice, it's better than sex.
Right. You know that, man. We love McGuire. I don't know what the deal is right now with him, but...
Hey, Dino, you got to call more if you get this show at night coming out of somewhere down south and you're in St. Louis, bro. Because, when I was on in St. Louis, she still couldn't handle me.
I know, man. I don't know what...
It's because of where you live, dude. I mean, you got to face it. The people that...
thumpers everywhere.
Yeah, like the people that run it, like the system, they're a bunch of backward-ass idiots.
I agree, man.
And you are cool and tripping. Like, the millions of people in St. Louis and Kansas City love me. It's just that there's a bunch of freaks, like, running around with Bibles that don't.
Well, this is the thing.
Now, I got nothing against people running around with Bibles. I believe in God completely, but I got no time to interject it in the middle of an entertaining chunk.
Just get yourself a few select fat stations with huge signals, man, and you'll be on.
Dude, I'm on the biggest stations in the country, as you know. So, I mean, you're obviously getting it tonight. So, if I were you, like I said, I'd quit your job.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Pharrell. What's happening? Let's go to Michael in D.C.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude, I didn't mean to diss your girl. I was hopefully having good fun with her, but if you want to kill me, then bring it.
You're too far, man. But anyway, I gotta get on.
The
thing is, though, man, is it went bad enough that she said I gotta get on the phone and straighten things
but
out.
I think that you're
She's not gonna show up tomorrow,
but
man.
But dude, I think you should be there in the middle of all those chicks just getting absolutely waxed.
Well, dude, I'm working on that. But
dude, get over there, bro.
You gotta take care of your business.
But I
you gotta take care of your business.
I can help you.
Then you can go and play, right?
I can help you get into that room with all the cookie dough and all that boob.
Okay, well, tell me how. Show me the way.
All right, where is this chick now, Anderson? Are you going to get her on there? All right, if Catherine's going to call back right now, I believe, and then you're going to hold on, and as soon as she calls, I'm going to get you laid.
Dude, you're the man.
All right. Dan in Macon, Georgia. Good evening. You're on a bench.
What's up, Pharrell?
What's happening down there in Macon, baby?
Nothing.
Hey, now tell him, Max, you got to get a hold of Macon. I want to go on in Macon. I want to go on and make Friday or Monday, one of those two. I do, you know, hold on, Dan. I go on in cities every day. Like, tomorrow I'll be up in Cincinnati. Friday I'll be on in Modesto. You got to love those dudes, bro.
Yeah.
Am I on the AM and the FM?
I'm not sure.
I am on both of them. I'm on both of them. I love these people. Max, get me on those. You want me to? Let me have this list. Get away from me. Thank you, Max, for bringing it in. Photocopy it. I want it now, though. Hurry. I can't even wait. And I hope you get sick to your stomach with that champagne sandwich I made you. Hey, Dan, I made Max a huge sandwich tonight.
Is he going to eat it?
I mean, yeah, he already did eat it, and it is good. I made him it's like a honey-baked ham with a turkey layered and then with champagne mustard just dripping ass with tomatoes all over it.
Mm.
It's good for you, and it had that, like, freaky... what would you call that? Like marmalade? It's like a brown bread. It's like a sandwich bread, like a rot, like a hardcore brown, like a parma. It's like a, it's a pumpernickel.
Yeah.
Do you like sandwiches, Dan?
Yeah. Dude. Like sandwiches.
So now
I got a question for you.
All right, go ahead. What are you doing making?
There's nothing to do.
All right, so that's cool.
Except, you know.
Yeah, just smoke.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want to ask me?
All right, I've got a rumor I want you to clear up.
It is true, though. That's all they do in making is smoke.
That's about it.
And no, but I like it. See, you know, you knew that I lived in Atlanta, right?
Right. So I met you in Atlanta about 2 years ago.
At what, like the Lodge?
I forgot the name of the place. It was like a new sports bar that was opening up.
Oh, like...
had the Hummer out front and all
that.
Yeah,
it was a Friday. It was a Friday in Buckhead.
That's right.
All right. Well, I did that every Friday, and there was what? Have you ever seen anything like that, Bash, on a Friday for a freaking radio show?
No, man.
Dude, how many boobs did you see?
More than I could count.
All right.
But... All right, my rumor I've heard is that let's see, I'm not sure of the name, Sergey Fedorov.
Sergey Fedorov, yeah.
Right, yeah. He's going to take off next season and carry around Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Bags. Is that true?
Well, if it is, he'll be getting some good. Did you see her talking to Romario or whatever? Who did she talk to? Who's the big star of... What's the kid's name that's so good? Romario got cut from the Brazilian team, correct? But what's this dude's name that's the world's greatest player now in the world? Or do I have it right already? Huh?
Isn't it Romario?
No, Romario just got cut because of a hamstrings problems, and they didn't want him on the team. It's a Brazilian dude.
Valderrama?
No, you guys are embarrassing, man. I'm going to have to get somebody.
Valderrama's right. He's a guy with a big hair, the circus hair.
Well, yeah, but he was. We didn't care about Valderrama because we preferred Diego Marijuana.
Andrew Hsu?
No, the dude. Shut up. I want to get the dude's name. It's Geraldo. Now, who's the dude? You know, I know him, and I've talked about him a million times.
That's Tony Miola.
Shut up.
It's the boneheads naming American players.
It's the dude on the Brazilian team that's got the Nike commercials now out the ass.
Romario.
You're reading a story about Romario being cut from the Brazilian team, you idiot. It is not Romario.
It says he returned.
Oh, God, Max, you make me sick to my stomach. Give me a break. I'll find that guy's name.
Six games. And he's maybe a homered in five of his last seven. You can tell that one goodbye. A bullet into the left center field seats, and the Giants lead it by a score of 1-0.
On swings and hits a ground ball up the middle, base hit into center field, and here comes Miller around, and he'll score. 4-0 Giants. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a long drive deep into left center field. Going back is Young. This one is good. A home run. Brian Johnson has done it again. His second home run of the game.
Lon Simmons and John Miller on the ticket. 10:50 in KMBR, San Francisco. Hey, Pharrell with you. So, I always let you people know. Hey, did I say to turn the lights up and to turn that off? That is like a psycho babble. You're in there suffering tonight. Not you, Brett. You've done a great job. You don't have to worry about it. But I hope that that light irritates the piss out of you.
You said 1 hour. It's been 1 hour.
I said the rest of the show. I don't know. Is there an echo? Do I ever forget what I'm thinking or what you're thinking when you think you think that I don't know? I know everything that you think all day.
Brett's the only one being affected by this thing. I love it.
Anderson, you know that I know about the potato.
MASH.
I will tell you about MASH. Potatoes. I like garlic potatoes. Today, check it out. I went and ate at this joint with my girl on this Pacific Ocean, you know, and I was checking it out. I had me a big old fat ass tub of Chianti and got a buzz and then got some. What's up? 800, bench 29, Pharrell, you gotta love him. We were talking about, oh, look at this babe. Oh, my God. Don't move the board so I don't get a Woody in here. Keep the board in front of her body with that. Oh, my God, that chick. Hey, she's the chick that stole that dog from me. Hey, get on there, Sherry, and admit to the world that you were going to give me that dog. And just do it and say that I was a nice guy and said, keep the dog.
Anderson.
You were going to give me the dog, weren't you?
Dump it.
Turn on the freaking mic. You were going to give me the dog.
I was going to give you that dog, Scott.
But I'm glad you kept the dog because you love the dog.
We love him so.
And then my dad got another dog, Beauregard. But was I giving you... You were giving me that dog.
I was going to give you that dog.
We cut a deal.
Yeah,
and
we
I never got mad at you.
No, you didn't. You forgave me, and I was really worried that you wouldn't.
And you told me that I could check you out whenever I wanted to from
that day
forward. So
That's why I'm naked right now.
I get to look at her whenever I want. Like, she comes in, like, late to do Loveline, and I just check her out. I'm like, what's up, dog stealer? Anyway, she did offer me, and she did me up. And then I told her, you know, she was bumming out. I would have been, too, because I love dogs. So she kept her dog, and then I got a different dog for my dad. My dad actually got his own dog, and my dad disowned me and never talked to me again, so I blame them. Just kidding. 800-BENCH-29. Ronaldo is the soccer star. Now, don't trip on me. I remember this dude. See, I was the one sitting in here talking about him, but I couldn't remember his name. I was having one of them vigs. And Max is such a sinny that he's taking credit for remembering his name. But the online people told him, and then the 400 phone calls that came streaming in. Now, Anna Kournikova was talking in his ear the other day at the French Open, and I know she wants to do him because he's worth way more money than Sergei Fedorov will ever be worth, even with his $12 million for making the Western Conference Final. Ronaldo's package has money growing on it. Frank's in Long Island.
What's up, Scotty?
Hey, Frank.
How you doing tonight? You watched the game, the finals?
Yeah, the Jazz won, and of course you'll remember New Year's Eve. I was on with my good friend, Busta Nut Rhymes in MTV, and I predicted the Jazz in six, and I have the tape, and I will play it again soon.
No, I heard it, man.
I picked them a long time. I'll play it again soon in a theater near you, but I'm going to be on this Nintendo thing that's going to run in June, July, and August on MTV that's going to be up people's asses. They're going to hate me by the end of the summer.
Yo, but it was a gritty game, wasn't it?
I thought it was a great game one. I mean, what can you say? I won't even waste people's time. It was great.
It was really good. All right, turn into something else now.
So, what'd you think of it? I mean, how did it go down? I mean, how would you say the Jazz ended up winning the game from, like, in essence, the whole game and then the overtime? Not specifically, but in just what they do to win. Rebound, make first shots, what?
Not even rebound, man. They got a little bit lucky. I mean, Rodman made some good plays down the stretch, but it went to overtime. You know, you can't stop him, man. He's tough to beat.
Yeah, there's no doubt. What did he have?
He had like, 36 or 37. I don't know. I remember
Malone,
he had.
Malone was consistent 21 and 14. And
Malone had a, he was cold for a while in the third and fourth quarter.
So in other words, I heard today, listen to this, I heard this goofball today, some guy, I'm driving up in L.A., and I don't even listen to anything. I swear to God it was on. My wife was driving a car. I turn it on. I hear this dude talking. He's like, no one can stop Malone. I'm like, shut up. I turned it off. I mean, dude, they can shut down Malone if they feel like it. They always have.
Yeah, they did.
But this year, this team, they can do more than just Malone. They can beat you, and they did.
Turn into some baseball news here. What do you think about Dryfoot and the Dodgers, man, pitching to Johnson? Is it a little different than Piazza?
Look, I think that Darren Dryfoot is going to be a hell of a pitcher, and I think that he showed signs of it, Frank, last week. I mean, and the week before, he had three wins in his starts legitimately in a row. And I can tell you this. I mean, last week he won his ball game. He went six innings. He struck out six, and his ERA was 1.50 in that particular game. He had won three straight after starting with four losses, and he's lowered his ERA to 3.45, and he's gone in 14 games. He's got a complete game. He's got a shutout. His, the guy's even got a couple hits. He's hitting 200. He's pitched over 60 innings. He needs more innings. He's given up 24 earned runs and something like, he's only given up three homers the whole year.
That's not too bad, man.
I think he's pretty good for a youngster.
Why did they take him out of the bullpen, though, in the beginning of the year? They made him a starter.
Because they thought that they had this tremendously gifted staff of starters. Like, they thought Nomo was going to win 15 games and that Park would win 20 and that Ramon would win 20 and that life would be fabulous. They didn't realize that the bullpen was going to take a diarrhea on them.
I know. Where's Nomo going
to
go then?
I think he's going to the Mets. Everybody else keeps telling me Arizona. But, I mean, Valentine coached him in Japan. Dave Duncan coached him in L.A. last year, and his best friend is Masato Yoshii. I mean, and the guy loves attention. He's a styling, ahead-of-his-time renaissance-type player that draws attention. There's only two places to do that, New York and the miserable armpit I live in right now, L.A. Frank, have a great night, buddy.
Oh! Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
So I'm not much of a Brett, can I do the felony of the night? Max and I have got the felony of the night going. Max stole this killer stationery that we like, and then I'm gonna go get it. I'm going to freaking like Kinko's, and the only reason I say the name of the place is because I used to steal from them to begin with. Fuzzy and I used to go in there and do them for like lamination, and then I'm going to go in there and make like 5 million of these things in color copies, and I'll pay them so I'm not doing a felony, so screw everybody. 800-BENCH-29. The Jazz win it in overtime by 3, 88-85. The Bulls had a chance for the 3 at the end of the game to tie it and send it into double overtime, but they missed. Baltimore 3-0 over Boston. Toronto 5-1 over Detroit. The Yankees and El Duque beat up on Tampa 7-1. Minnesota 3-2 over Cleveland. Colorado beat Arizona 3-2. Montreal, same thing over Philly. Atlanta, a couple more on top of it, 5-2 over the Brewers on the road. The Pirates finished the sweep with the brooms of the Mets, 3-0. You know, the Mets had won 9 straight going into Pittsburgh, and then doink, doink, doink. Ow, ow, ooh. San Fran, 8-5 winners. They've won 6 in a row. Sean Estes evened his mark at 500 at 5-5. Rob Nen with his 16th save. And Johnson went 3-for-3 with a couple of home runs and 3 RBIs. Cubs win again. Sammy with a 2-run shot, 5-1. Cubs over the Marlins. Stars are dry. By the way, Dallas, the Stars in overtime on a Langenbrunner goal, beating Osgood from the red line. Friggin' frack. 3-2, they win it. They'll go to the Joe for game 6 on Friday. Tomorrow night, Buffalo at home in the Midlands against the Capitals. In game 6 there, Jerry Coleman will be at that one. Brad Hirsch is at Dodgers Stadium.
Hey, buddy, it's 5-2 now, and we are in the bottom half of the 6th inning. The St. Louis run came out of Royce Clayton, scored on a 2-out single by catcher Tom Pagnozzi. That made it 5-2. St. Louis has gone through a couple of pitchers. On the mound now for them is right-hander Manny Abar, and he walked Eric Young to start the inning. He's now on second. Like I said, we're in the bottom half of the 6th inning, nobody out, and 5-2 Dodgers.
Now, you've seen him play well, I mean, the last couple of games, and really nobody, but you know what's amazing is that when I look at him and see what they've really done, the best guy in the lineup the last week was Eric Young, and he hit 355. This club's playing bad baseball.
Yeah, no question about it. Eric Young has definitely been a bright spot for them. He's tied for the league lead in stolen bases. He's a spark plug. When he gets on, it's scary. You know that he can steal second or third, and he's just playing really well with the stick too.
The Dodgers 13-10 at home, 19 road losses, 14-19, 5-9 against the East, 500 against the Central at 17s, and then 5-3 against the West. I mean, it's crazy, but here they go against St. Louis, and they just, you know, 500 ball at best, and St. Louis has made them look bad in the last couple of nights, but they're trying to finish this one off tonight and get it. Do you think they'll get it done? And, I mean, what's their problem? I mean, I know they're at home, but even now they're kind of flat, like last night with the Brewski blow-up.
Yeah, well, you know, what we've seen in the last 4 games from the Dodgers is a 5-2 lead is almost like a 2-run deficit, because that's how poorly they've played in the latter innings. And their starters have given them 6-7 innings. You know, Chan Ho Park gave them 8 innings the other night. Ramon looks like he's going to go 1 or 2 more. He's given them solid innings. The bottom line is the bullpen has blown it. I think part of that's Russell's fault for leaving the starters in a little too long, but we'll see what happens. I mean, they're swinging the bat well. They've got a runner on third now with 1 out.
All right, they're up 5-2. Thanks, Brad. I got to rip. Tony in Brooklyn on the streets.
What's going on, Pharrell?
Hey, buddy, what do you got?
Right now I'm in Westchester County, driving a limo, teeny boppers. You know what it is.
Oh, I love chicks and teeny boppers. Let's see if we can get him when he sounds better, when he gets through getting a Hummer. Scott Ostrowski at Qualcomm.
Hey, Scotty. things were starting to look a little fun out here for a while. Went 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Greg Vaughn hit a solo shot, but then the Astros came up in the top of the seventh and just ripped. They had a five-run inning, so Houston's up right now 8-2 in the top of the eighth.
Who did all the damage for Houston in that big inning?
God, it was huge. Derek Bell got a single. He got an RBI. Moises Alou got a sac fly, made it 5-2. And then there was a wild pitch, made it 6-2, and then Everett made it 8-2. So they just, the pitching here for San Diego is just atrocious.
And it was Hamilton the victim?
Yeah, Hamilton, and he even set a career high tonight with seven walks. So he just did not look good. After he started off great, like we said, had a one-hitter shutout starting off, and then he came about and just fell apart.
All right, Scott Ostrowski, good job tonight, Scotty.
You got it, Scott.
Be cool. 8-2 Stros on the Padres. He's done a good job all week down there at Qualcomm. We'll come back, talk to the fans one by one. We'll get you all in, and we'll get the hell out of here. The legend of Michael Jordan continues to grow as he embarks on his sixth and possibly final title run. Of course, tonight they lose by 3 in overtime. Fortune cover story examined the economic influence of Michael Jordan since the beginning of his career and projects his impact to total just about $10 billion. The cultural phenomenon around Michael continues to be profiled nationwide. And USC Cinema TV professor Todd Boyd says that when cultural historians look back on this time, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more visible figure in the 90s than Michael Jordan. 800-BENCH-29 if you want to get in on it. That was the top business story of the day. They're trying to fade out tobacco ads in Canada in sports. Kazam Shaq's 5-year, 15-mil deal with Reebok expires at the end of the month. The biggest name caught in the sneaker industry about face. According to SI Scorecard, they say that all athletes are losing money on this. All right, let's get them in. Ted, and at this point, Max, just go out and smoke. I don't need much advice. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Pharrell.
Max is still trying to tell me what to do at the end of the frickin' show. It's like a pain in my frickin' ass. Ted.
USC LSU tomorrow. Rematch Seth Etherton against our bats.
Well, you guys are the champs, but I'll take USC just for fun. Kenny in Baltimore.
Yeah, number one fan of the I Hate Karl Malone fan club. Can't stand him.
You got a lot to say tonight, then. Casey in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, I got to love John Stockton. He's number one pure point guard of all time history.
Yeah, and Gonzaga, they'd be nothing without him. Gary in Jersey.
Hey, the worm in the apple. What's up, man?
What's up, baby?
Talk about the Yankees, man. El Duque, huh?
I thought he was really impressive. The crowd must have been going nuts.
Man. He was great, man.
And Brocious had a really big night with the bat, 4 RBIs. Anybody else? Anything happen? Any fights in the stands? Anything?
Nah, nothing like that. I mean, that was at the game, man. Great game, man.
Cool. He looked good, and everybody's been waiting for him, no doubt about it. Dale in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, baby?
Hey, what happened at the Holyfield weigh-in, man?
That fight, I don't know about the weigh-in, but I don't even care, even, frankly, what they weigh. I mean, one dude's 6'7", one dude's 5'6", but Holyfield's going to break his freaking ribs. Good evening. You're on the bench.
Yeah, I just want to talk about Holyfield Okawande.
What is it? I mean, do you know the way?
Is Holyfield going to fight a real guy?
Well, I mean, there's no real guys to fight, brother. You're on the bench.
Yeah, Pharrell, El Duque, I didn't get to watch the team tonight. What's up with him? Real deal on that.
7 innings, 5 hits allowed, 1 earned run, and 7 strikeouts. They win 7-1. Brocious with 4 RBIs. You're on the bench, Tony.
Yeah, Pharrell?
Hey.
Your man.
How can I be the man? The man. You're on the bench.
Hey.
Hey, dude. I am a headache. For Brett Abbott, the executive producer, and Max Krasny, the executive director, and Anderson Cowan, who argues with people for some ungodly known reason, and Dave, who just walked in late night, I don't know what that's all about. I'm Pharrell. Good evening, everybody. So how kick-ass is that I'm rolling on this Part 2 98 June retro pod on Pharrell on a Bench, and you get a little taste of The Last Dance. That's been going on lately, right? I know you've been watching that every single Sunday night. You've watched 8 episodes. You got 9 and 10 coming up on Sunday. It's been fantastic. You've been digging it, going back old school and seeing how they did it all, how Jordan won his 6 championships. And then I was digging around. I'm like, I got to find shows from that year, like 98, when the Bulls played the Jazz in the finals. The series opened up in Salt Lake Shakers. You had Stockton, Malone, Ostertag, Jeff Hornacek. How funny is that? Because Hornacek had become a head coach. And we all know the legend of Stockton Malone, the mailman. And they took on Jordan, Pippen, and the Bulls. And they opened up and beat them in game one in Salt Lake. And everybody thought, here it is. The Bulls are going down. They're in trouble. They can't stop Stockton and Malone. And that was a solid team. They shot well from outside, just like the Bulls did, right? They had everything. They had all the right pieces. It was finally going to happen for Jerry Sloan, the Jazz fans, Miller, the owner. Great franchise, crazy lunatic arena atmosphere, dirty, foul-mouthed fans. That was all happening back then. And they win game one. Everybody thought the Bulls were in big trouble. And what did they do? Well, they went home after that. You know, they won game two. Then they won game three. Then they won game four. Eventually, the Jazz would save face and win game five. And it would go back to Salt Lake City. And then everybody remembers what happened. Michael Jordan went clutch city as usual. He comes up big when it matters most. He hits the dagger right in their face, in their building, to win it. And I just thought it was fantastic that I was able to relive that on this podcast with you. Plus, at the time, the Western Conference Finals were going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it was Detroit and those great Iserman teams taking on the Dallas Stars. I remembered a series like it was yesterday. Detroit won the first game in Dallas 2-0. And then I remember it was just incredible. Osgood came up big for the Red Wings. Game two, Dallas wins it 3-1 at Reunion Arena back in the Big D. Game three was at Joe Louis. Red Wings won it 5-3. And then game four, Red Wings win 3-2 at the Joe. And then in overtime in this game, it was like June 3rd when it happened at Dallas. Stars win it 3-2, crazy, and you get a Langenbrunner overtime goal. It was just fantastic. But, of course, Detroit went home and won 2-0 at the Joe. Osgood made 26 saves, and Larry Murphy had a goal. Fedorov had a goal, and that was all they needed to win the Stanley Cup. So just great memories of that Bulls win against the Jazz. And the Red Wings win in that series. They would go on to beat the Capitals in the Stanley Cup Finals. Everybody remembers that. I just love these shows. Going back in time, hearing what I was like on the bench, doing the show from L.A. My producers at the time were all young and crazy. We were all wild. It was just insane. Those days were just absolutely insane. I'm glad you got to relive it all with us on the FOTB Retro Pod, baby.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.